Welcome to Morning Prayer and Worship. I'm so glad that you're here today. It is Tuesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 5 in the church calendar. We are marking time with God's story. If you do have a prayer request, as always, go to benwardmusic.com/prayer request. It'd be our honor and joy to pray for you and with you. And I invite you to give to the work here at Morning Prayer. You can find information about that in the description and also at benwardmusic.com. In the glory of your presence, I find rest for my soul. In the depths of your love, I find peace. Makes me whole. I love your presence. I love your presence. Glory of your presence, I find rest for my soul. In the depths of your love, I find me home. I love your presence. I love your presence. I love your presence. I love your presence. I love your presence.
Most merciful God, we confess that we have sinned against you in thought, word, and deed. By what we have done and by what we have left undone, we have not loved you with our whole heart. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may delight in your will and walk in your ways, to the glory of your name.
I love your presence. I love. I love you, Jesus. I love. I love your presence.
We do have a prayer request today from Christy in Philadelphia. A good friend to the podcast. Lord, we want to pray today for Christy's husband, who is having a major exam to get into medical school this coming Saturday. Lord, we just pray that you would be with him. You would help him in his preparation this week. You would give him a peace that goes beyond all of his understanding. And help him to reap all the preparation he has sown into this, and that he would pass, and that he would go and be able to get into medical school. God, I just ask you in the name of Jesus, would you help him? Give them peace. We also want to pray for Christy. She has a biopsy result, and that she's asking that the thyroid biopsy is negative. We ask you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And finally, Lord, we just want to ask that the visa application will be smooth. And no more interviews, no more of all of that stuff, God. That you would just pave the way for them and for her, that she would be able to work as a nurse in Philadelphia. Thank you, Lord, for Christy. Thank you for her husband. Thank you for her family, her community. All that you are doing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. In the glory of your presence, I find rest for my soul. In the depths of your love, I find peace makes me whole. Psalm 61. Hear my cry, O God. Listen to my prayer. From the ends of the earth I call to you. I call as my heart grows faint. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. For you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. I long to dwell in your tent forever and take refuge in the shelter of your wings. For you, God, have heard my vows. You have given me the heritage of those who fear your name. Increase the days of the king's life, his years for many generations. May he be enthroned in God's presence forever. Appoint your love and faithfulness to protect him. Then I will ever sing in praise of your name and fulfill my vows day after day. Psalm 62. Truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will never be shaken. How long will you assault me? Would all of you throw me down this leaning wall, this tottering fence? Surely they intend to topple me from my lofty place. They take delight in lies. With their mouths they bless, but in their hearts they curse. Yes, my soul, find rest in God. My hope comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress. I will not be shaken. My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge. Surely the lowborn are but a breath, the highborn are but a lie. If weighed on a balance, they are nothing. Together, they are only a breath. Do not trust in extortion or put vain hope in stolen goods. Though your riches increase, do not set your heart on them. One thing God has spoken, two things I have heard. Power belongs to you, God, and with you, Lord, is unfailing love. And you reward everyone according to what they have done. Truly I rest in you, Lord, the desire of my heart. Truly I rest in you. The desire of my heart.
heart. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Our scripture lesson today is 2 Corinthians 11, 1-21a. I hope you will put up with me in a little foolishness. Yes, please put up with me. I am jealous for you with a godly jealousy. I promised you to one husband, to Christ, so that I might present you as a pure virgin to him. But I am afraid that just as Eve was deceived by the serpent's cunning, your minds may somehow be led astray from your sincere and pure devotion to Christ. For if someone comes to you and preaches a Jesus other than the Jesus we preached, or if you receive a different spirit from the spirit you received, or a different gospel from the one you accepted, you put up with it easily enough. I do not think I am in the least inferior to those super apostles. I may indeed be untrained as a speaker, but I do have knowledge. We have made this perfectly clear to you in every way. Was it a sin for me to lower myself in order to elevate you by preaching the gospel of God to you free of charge? I robbed other churches by receiving support from them so as to serve you. And when I was with you and needed something, I was not a burden to anyone, for the brothers who came from Macedonia supplied what I needed. I have kept myself from being a burden to you in any way, and will continue to do so. As surely as the truth of Christ is in me, nobody in the regions of Acacia will stop this boasting of mine. Why? Because I do not love you? God knows I do. And I will keep on doing what I am doing in order to cut the ground from under those who want an opportunity to be considered equal with us in the things they boast about. For such people are false apostles, deceitful workers masquerading as apostles of Christ. And no wonder, for Satan himself masquerades as an angel of light. It is not surprising then if his servants also masquerade as servants of righteousness. Their end will be what their actions deserve. I repeat, let no one take me for a fool. But if you do, then tolerate me just as you would a fool, so that I may do a little boasting. In this self-confident boasting, I am not talking as the Lord would, but as a fool. Since many are boasting in the way the world does, I too will boast. You gladly put up with fools, since you are so wise. In fact, you even put up with anyone who enslaves you or exploits you or takes advantage of you or puts on airs or slaps you in the face. To my shame, I admit that we were too weak for that. Whatever anyone else does, dares to boast about, I am speaking as a fool. I also dare to boast about.
The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. Amen.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Christian Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. It is Tuesday in Ordinary Time, Proper 5 in the church calendar. Our collect of the day, the prayer we pray collectively together. O God, from whom all good proceeds, grant that by your inspiration we may think those things that are right, and by your merciful guiding may do them. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Lead us in a time of guided prayer. I'll give us prompts. Pray specifically for those in your life. Lift their names up. Say their names before the throne of grace. Let's begin with our own hearts, joys, thanksgivings, trials, worries, fears. Whatever it is, just lay it before Jesus. Pray for our families now, immediate family, extended family, whoever it is, just lift them up today. Pray for friends, acquaintances, co-workers, enemies, whoever the Lord lays on your heart today, pray for them. Pray for all those searching for rest, those who are restless today. Pray for those who are afraid. Pray for those who are longing for the peace of Jesus, the peace that passes understanding. Lord, would you give it to them today? Would you reveal yourself to them today in the name of Jesus, the name above every other name? The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen and amen. Go in the peace and the power and the presence of the Holy Spirit. Walk in the fullness of who He is. Amen and amen.